Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we got to the root of what caused Bechtold to backtrack on his opinion yesterday about Barry Bonds. Pompeiani, what a wizard he is. He says, all right, Austin, would you put Bill Belichick in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And Austin said, yes, he would, which makes no sense if you're keeping Bonds out for cheating.
Exactly.
And Pomp basically said you can either have both guys in or neither of them in. And I guess Bechtold capitulated and said, all right, put them both in. They're screaming at each other for 40 minutes, and then he goes, all right, put them both in.
Yeah, arguing against himself. Like, I think he just wanted to be different.
I think that might be the case.
Yeah.
He came out hard, and then I think immediately regretted it.
Yep.
I've been there. Oh, this is what I think. And then you start thinking more and more. And you go, oh, shoot.
Well, he probably thought that Pomp and Joe were going to go with what he said and Hank Aaron and be against it, kind of the old crusty guy thing, you know, phrase that you said. I think he probably assumed that Pomp and Joe were going to be like,
I think you're right.
Going to be like, no, Bond shouldn't be in.
Dora, you know? That's a great point.
And it backfired. It backfired.
That's a great point.
Uh-huh. It backfired.
These guys will agree with me. Let me come out real hard.
Oh, no.
I yield. Texter, I'm an old crusty guy. Bonds is in the Pirates Hall of Fame, should be in the MLB Hall of Fame, but I don't want his number retired in Pittsburgh. Make that make sense. That doesn't make any sense. Pirates Hall of Fame, MLB Hall of Fame, but I draw the line at retiring the number. Why? Feel free to text us back. Scott in West Virginia, 412-928-9370. Here's one more text. You all at 93.7 The Fan need to see a doctor. Because you're nuts. Barry Bonds single-handedly lost the most important game of the 1992 season, not to mention almost gave Jim Leland heart surgery because of his selfish attitude. He certainly was on steroids, and the league conveniently overlooked it. Yeah, the league overlooked it, thus allowing him to do it.
Correct.
Thus, he should be in. As far as Jim Leland and heart surgery, I don't know, man. Don't you think it's a pack of cowboy killers a day?
A day.
Twitter poll. @_AdamCrowley, what leads to heart disease faster? Managing Barry Bonds or a pack of Marbreds a day? I think it's a pack of Marbreds. Should the Pirates retire Bonds' number? Doran and I say yes. Newman wants to talk about it. Hello, Newman.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm an old...
Yeah. Call back. 412-928-9370.
Break it up.
He was saying that he was an old crusty guy.
Yes.
That's where that was going to land. And he proved it because he's using a T-Mobile phone from 2001. Motorola Razr. 412-928-9370.
Is Bonds the most, let me find the right word. Is he like the Joker in Pittsburgh history? Is he the most misunderstood player in Pittsburgh history? Is he most controversial Pittsburgh sports figure in Pittsburgh history?
I think so, yeah. That's a good question. I mean, Tom Barrasso was notably a big jerk. He got into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He had won a Vezina and won championships here in Pittsburgh. I know Bonds didn't win a championship and was looked at as somebody that was really hard to get along with. But I don't care about that. What did he do on the baseball field? Like, a texter writes in and says, where does he rank among the all-time great Pirates? He won multiple MVPs. For me, that's open and shut, case closed.
Yes, that is.
Even if you don't want to, and you wouldn't, I guess, give him credit for what he did in San Francisco, it's not like he didn't play 7 years here. That's a ton of time. 883 OPS, multiple MVPs. If you believe in the war statistic, he racked up a 50 war over 7 years, which is damning good. I don't know what more you need to do. If you're in the Hall of Fame,
the Pirates Hall of Fame and your name is Barry Lamar Bonds, you should be a guy whose number gets retired. Bill in the car. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've got some like, kind of secondhand knowledge. My cousin played with Bonds. He was a relief pitcher in 2000 for the Giants. We kind of followed him around and got to watch Bonds. And the subject that was never spoken to my cousin or anybody else was about Bonds on steroids and the tacit non-conversation about it was just an admission. And then after my cousin retired, he was like, absolutely. But what you have to remember is a comment that you gentlemen had made earlier. It's going to make you stronger. It does not improve your hand-eye coordination, does not get your hands through the ball any faster. So I'm an old crusty guy, 62. If you put him in the hall, you gotta retire the number here in Pittsburgh.
But what if you don't put him in the hall? Do you still retire the number?
There's a lot of heartburn with that decision. I think one has to go in hand with the other. If not, if he doesn't get in the hall, if he makes it into the Pittsburgh Hall of Fame, then you retire his number here.
He did.
He did, yeah. Last year?
Yeah, he did. What? And Leland was here and was crying. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Bill, who was your cousin, if you don't mind me asking?
Chad Zerbe.
Thank you, Bill. That started off in just perfect Yinzer fashion. My cousin spent a lot of time with Barry Bonds.
Yep.
You could hear him struggling with that, though.
That is tough. But, like, I mean, is it because of Barry Bonds and who he was and that he wouldn't get his number retired because they're going to retire Kutch's number? He's not going to maybe get in the Hall of Fame.
Right. And for reasons because he doesn't have a Hall of Fame resume.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kutch is on the cusp, right? But
yeah, he's on the cusp.
But if he doesn't get in,
you still retire his number.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's what I should have asked him. You're right. 412-928-9370.
I don't think what I'm trying to say, I don't think it goes hand in hand.
Right.
I think one is the ultimate, and then the next step is jersey retirement, and then the third step is where he's at now.
Yeah. Pirates Hall of Fame.
And I feel like we had this discussion with the old show one time. Like, what's bigger, having your jersey retired or getting to the Hall of Fame of the sport?
It's a good question.
It's getting into the Hall of Fame of the sport.
I think so.
One of the best of all time at that sport. Getting your jersey number retired means you were one of the best on that team.
Right.
Or for that franchise.
Now, I think it can vary from franchise to franchise. Like, obviously, getting your number retired as a Steeler is, like, the most rare thing in professional sports. Like, they ain't even done it for Terry Bradshaw with multiple Super Bowl MVPs and MVP, 4 Super Bowl championships. Now he's selling bourbon. I didn't need to throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to collect trophies and trying to collect accolades, like being in the Hall of Fame is way bigger than having your jersey retired.
I would think so. Yeah,
way bigger.
Yeah,
way bigger.
You get your bust in Canton.
Yeah,
you get a gold
you're
jacket.
One of the best ever.
Ever, regardless of franchise. You can hear the old heads when they're calling up. They're really struggling with it because they know Bond's greatness, but you can tell they don't like the guy and they hold 1992 against him. Obviously.
Yep.
412-928-9370. We'll take calls on this because it's a hot button topic that people get all worked up about. 412-928-9370.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.